Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Today we have Brazil Mayor Brian Windham with his State of the City address for the City of Brazil. This is an edited version. The complete speech is available when you find this story on our website.
I want to thank you for the chamber for allowing me to be here today to share with you what's going on in the city, what to expect in 2019, and hit on a few things that happened in 2018. And it's obviously it's a privilege to be here, and I want to thank you all for coming today because it shows the interest we have in our own community. I kind of like to go through this as a bit of a report, if you would, and by each department to give you an idea and just a few bullet points on what's happening. And I'd like to start out with our police department. To give you an idea, in 2018, we responded to over 6,800 calls for service. A couple things we've been trying to do is keep our equipment upgraded in the police department. We purchased some new squad cars. We've been trying to do that on a five-year rotation. So these guys are out there in a safe vehicle that's not 10 or 15 years old. One big thing that happened, obviously, was the purchase of the Duke building. And as most of you know, that's going to be the future site of our police department. That was a two-year negotiation that went on and had a lot of help from this guy right over here, Rick Berger with Duke. And he obviously helped make that happen. So in 2019, we certainly ought to be able to move into that. And I don't know if I'd even share this to Rick. We've been working on it. And we're not afraid to... Well, not that I'm going to tell you, but we're not afraid to go out and ask for money in grants. And Duke has a energy saving system grant to where this just happened a couple of weeks ago. Went in and changed all the lighting in that building to all LEDs, and Duke graciously paid half the bill. So that was something worth waiting on, and we certainly appreciate their efforts in helping us. Another thing that we want to do in the police department, though, is expand on the establishment of neighborhood watch programs. I think, along with our police department, they feel like that can be a very effective and if handled in the right way, and we want to expand on that situation. Also in 2019, I think you're going to see kicked off is the Lifesaver project. And what that is, our council graciously appropriated enough money to get this kick started, and it's an identification system and a tracking system for autistic children that they can wear like a band, and if they would happen to get away or get lost, they can be located due to that band. It's also used for people who maybe have dementia and those sort of things. And whether you know it or not, we have a lot of autistic children in our community. So I appreciate the council being very forward in thinking about this, and we are addressing that situation, and we look forward to get that started. So some good stuff going on in the police department. The fire department, we always have a lot going on there. They had almost 530 incidents this year that they was had to respond to. We also had a partnership with Red Cross on installing smoke detectors, which is still ongoing, correct, Chief? So anyone that would need a smoke detector, they will come and install that smoke detector for you in conjunction with the Red Cross at no charge at all. So that's just a phone call is all you need to do in order to get or let anybody know that they need smoke detectors. That'll be taken care of. Knox box keys. That's hard to say, Knox box keys. Okay, those are something the fire department's been working with merchants on in new construction, whereas it's a key that's in a box that they can get to when they get on scene immediately so they don't have to wait for somebody there to open the building up. And that can save a lot of time, a lot of damage, and things like that. So they've been working really hard on getting that expanded. Also, the fire department's worked hard as far as helping us keep within budget. The staffing changes were made to decrease overtime. They did by 55%, and that's still keeping four firefighters on duty every day. So good job, guys, there, because You know, we're always looking for ways to save a little money if we can. In 2019, one thing we want to look at for the fire department is these compact handheld thermal imaging cameras that they can use with them going to a fire and entering a building. They're a lot more compact. It'll keep them safe and also could help rescue somebody a lot quicker if they have these cameras on them. So I think that's something you'll see happen in 2019. These guys are always obtaining additional accredited medical training to increase their continuing ed hours as EMTs. They respond to a lot of medical calls, believe it or not. I mean, that's a large amount of calls. And not to discredit our ambulance service by any means, but a lot of times it's just due to geographically situation, we can get there quicker. So it's good that they have this knowledge and can address that situation as quick as they can. So we certainly appreciate all that going on and the continuing education they're doing. We'll move on to planning and zoning. That's something we've keyed in on a lot in the last couple years. You know, when we go out and mow grass and do these maintenance liens and stuff on property, we actually collected over $50,000 last year on those liens. So that program's working. There was 243 building permits issued, and that comes to about $40,000, so that helps a lot with the funding of that department. We did tear down 16 structures last year, so we are continuing this blighted program, and we're going to continue that. That's something that we're always going to key in on. There's been a lot of success with that program. The revitalization of these neighborhoods, I think, is critical, because the more of that blight that we can remove, the more property values go up and the more cleaner the neighborhoods become. And, you know, in doing this, this is kind of a tough job because you're trying to, you really don't want to go out and demand things of people if it's an unkept property. So our first line of approach to it, we'll help them do it. I mean, we really want to take that approach and we'll help them get their properties cleaned up. Now, if things don't happen then there's other courses we take and that creates those liens and things. But people are taking notice of this and they know that we mean what we say and we'll do what we follow up with the letters and stuff as far as the property cleans up. So we're going to apply for some more grant money on that too through FEMA that we got before on a blight elimination program. So Janet does a great job there. Janet, we appreciate that. Our street department been pretty busy. We mow 21 city properties along with we mow Oak Hill Cemetery and Hendricks Park. Luckily this year we're using it now. We had 150 tons of unmixed salt and sand to use out on the roads, which we just started spreading here as you've seen. So they're doing a pretty good job out there. Some notable projects the street department was involved in. If you noticed over at Forest Green, the resealing of that road and keeping it up in good shape is something we want to do, and that got done, along with the Jackson Street project. If you notice, we started doing the sidewalk repair and replacement, and that's going to be the whole length of Jackson Street. Those sidewalks down there is probably used more than the ones on 40, I think, at times. So it's important that we want to keep those sidewalks up in good repair and at ADA current standards. So that's being done. You're gonna see that continue. It started in the fall and you'll see it continue throughout the rest of summer. We also purchased a new dump truck and a new excavator for the street department. I'm a firm believer, guys, we gotta give these folks that work for us tools. If they don't have the right tools, we can't expect them to do the work. So that's something that we consider very important, and we've got good upgraded equipment now and we're seeing results of that. They're able to go out and get the job done and they do a good job of it. Under our water treatment plant, we just had an audit on that and it's done every 3 years. There was no major infractions and they were really pleased with the way the plant's operating and that sort of thing. We still, something we really try to do out there, we have still have a lot of unaccounted water that we identify leaks and they can be at different places, but we've cut down on that quite a bit. Probably one of the major things in the water department you're going to be looking at is the way we read meters. By just changing, we're going to get involved in a program where just you don't have to change the whole meter, just the register in the meter, and it'll send out a radio signal straight to City Hall. So it'll pick up the usage and everything right there, so our meter readers can spend more time out there doing service calls and things of that nature. So it's going to be an updated system that I think we'll find good results of, and look forward to getting that worked into place. Obviously, we want to get the water tower painted down at I-70. That's something that really needs to be done, but I'll tell you what, we're getting prices on that and things of that nature. But one thing that kind of leads into this, we're currently going through a rebranding process, and that's in the works, so we'll see how that comes out, whether if there's a new city logo or something like that. We'd want that to happen at the same time. They need to be power washed and repainted, so hopefully that'll be happening in 2019. The meter program's a big deal. We can see that having a lot of impact. We have increased the size of several of our mains. Have you seen the guys out doing it? You notice we're, like I say, being we got excavators and things like that, we're doing that on our own. There was a 6-inch water main installed on East Church Street, and we put in new fire hydrants while we're doing that, so we'll continue to do that and make sure the more new fire hydrants we can get, the better off we are. In the wastewater, we've been pretty busy. Done 3,000 feet of 6- and 8-foot, 8-inch sewer lines. We installed a new stormwater sewer over at the softball diamond because they was always having a lot of problems over there at Forest Park at that diamond. So hopefully that'll help keep that in conjunction with the Y. We can keep that dried up for them. Down at the plant, you know, that's something that's always in need of upgrades. We do a lot of rehab to our aeration basin with new lines, diffusers, and sleeves. Last year, we done over 2,000 line locates when somebody calls in and just locates a line. So those guys are pretty busy out there. And, you know, that's a situation that's run by a regulatory agency, IDEM. And, you know, I hear this a lot from probably other cities and different things about IDEM. That's a Indiana Department of Ecological Management, and how they'll come in and they always worry about it and getting fines and getting your inspections and stuff. And I got to tell you something. These people are great to work with. I found that in our state agencies. They're more than willing to help you. They're not there to hamstring you. And, you know, if you have a issue, and we've had ours, but they'll sit down with you and you do a plan to get it in compliance and things like that. And they've always been very helpful to work with us. And I'll say the same thing about NDOT. One other thing I will speak on a little bit is just touch on our financial situation. Actually, in 2018, we ended up 5% under our local approved budget. But actually, we have a spending budget of roughly $5 million, a little over. And the good thing is, or the good news, is very proud to report that our cash reserves has continued to grow, and we have cash reserves in excess of $2.2 million. It's important to keep that cash reserve for a lot of reasons. It looks good from when you're doing applications for different things. You know that you have enough reserves to run for 6 months if you didn't receive any money at all. So those cash reserves, it's a tough account to build, but it's been going up every year, and we're really glad to see that happen. But a lot of that's due to the supervisors we got out here working for the city. They're very budget conscious. Everybody ought to be proud of themselves because all of you play a part in that. You really do. A very integral part, and I'm blessed to have a small part in it and be here today with all you guys, and I really appreciate everything you do. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Brazil State of the City Address with Mayor Brian Windham. This is an edited version, the complete speech in its entirety, available when you find this story under the local news section of our website.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.